My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Good afternoon. Catalan independence politicians have succeeded in persuading central government to agree to cancel 17.1 billion euros of regional government debt. The move comes as part of continuing efforts by the minority central government to shore up its parliamentary support with the votes of Catalan nationalist parties. The agreement has been presented by the finance ministry as the cancellation of part of the debt across all the regions, 83.2 million euros in total, in order to clean up their accounts and improve their financial position and access to lending markets. However, the opposition Partido Popular has said the cancelling of the debt is nothing more than a payment to Catalan independence parties. Meanwhile, by the end of this year, Catalonia aims to double its tourist tax rates and dedicate at least a quarter of the revenue to housing policies. The tax will kick off at €2 per day for campsite visitors in Barcelona, climbing to €7 for guests at five-star hotels. Elsewhere in Catalonia, tourists will be charged between €1.20 and €6 per day, depending on their accommodation. Police have released a video of the moment one of Germany's most wanted fugitives was arrested on the Costa del Sol. The 36-year-old, who is described as a prominent member of an international criminal organisation involved in drug trafficking, was picked up following a raid by armed police in Estepona. The handcuffed suspect is seen struggling as officers attempt to escort him to a waiting police van. In October last year, German officers arrested 10 people during an operation to dismantle a drug trafficking gang in Germany, Belgium, Spain and the Netherlands. However, one German member of the gang managed to escape arrest. According to local media, the detainee has been handed over to a court in Madrid, where a judge ordered that he be held in custody, pending extradition to Germany. 3 years after the start of the war in Ukraine, 66% of French people believe that the EU should continue supporting Ukraine financially and militarily, even without US backing. That according to an Ipsos poll. In Germany, nearly half now want to stop both financial and military support to Ukraine, according to a recent survey. However, Spanish people want to stand by Ukraine. 68% of citizens support aid to Kiev. Meanwhile, around 94% believe a unified European defence policy is essential. Spain's ties with the United States have long been solid, with several military bases dotted around the country, and the government here wants to strengthen those ties with Washington. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.